I believe in the importance of sisterhood. I'm very close with all the members of my family. I live with my brother, my sisters, and my mom and dad. I'm closest with my sister, Hara. Just as any ordinary family, we went through some difficult times, but there's one situation that changed our lives forever. My sister was a victim of a terrorist attack. Luckily enough, she didn't die, but that incident has changed everything. When I was about 7, my grandma died, so everyone that we knew came over. It was a sorrowful day. I remember that everyone was really sad, and I didn't think anything can make that day worse. I was wrong. My aunt asked my sister to go get her food from the corner store around 7 p.m. She agreed, of course. I didn't go with her, but that's how she described how the night went. According to my sister, there was a lot of people out, kids, women, families. Everyone was out and about. My sister said that she remembers spotting a gray car that for some reason just stood out. There was nothing special about it, at least that's what she thought at the moment. Just a gray car that had a lot of people surrounding it. That car was pretty close to where my sister was at. Then, out of nowhere, her ears started to ring. The next thing she knew was a stranger was trying to carry her. She didn't know what happened. All she wanted at the moment was to get home. She didn't want help from the stranger because she didn't know what was going on. She got up, and all she saw was a bloody road. As she walked through the street, she saw a woman crying, places on fire, and blood everywhere. That's when it hit her. The car exploded. She ended up going with my cousin to the hospital, but we didn't know that. We had no idea where she was at. When I heard the bomb, I was terrified because the explosion sounded so close. Everyone stopped what they were doing and went to find their kids. All the kids were there except my sister, and that's when everyone started to panic. Something that I would never forget is how mom and dad reacted. You can see actual fear on their face. Fear. Not bad. I have never seen someone look so scared, and seeing them like that broke my heart. Then we got a call that my sister was okay. That night was indescribable. Thankfully, my sister was okay, but there was a lot of mothers that ended up losing their child that day. There was a lot of families that died that day. All the innocent lives that were taken away that day breaks my heart. I could have lost my sister. I could have lost my best friend that day, and just thinking about it scares me. My sister is a big part of my life, and I wouldn't survive without her.